So you hadn't weighed in a fish before then?
No, I've been in the Derby a number of different times, but I never have caught anything that I thought was, just never went ahead to go in and weigh it in. So bringing that one in that morning, and then we broke down doing it, I was just happy to see my name on the board. It took us 3 hours to get into town with that fish.
So tell me about that. What happened then?
Well, the engine just started cutting out, so we basically used the kicker from Farragut all the way in and hit the narrows, and the tide was going out, and we were ending up heading towards Horns Cliffs. So we had to, Doug Weldy came and gave us a little tow. We were just by PFI, but we couldn't make any headway. So those poor fish, we had two fish on at the same time. 5 in the morning, making breakfast, put the lines in. 10 minutes later, zoom, and both lines went at the same time. And we managed to get both fish back to the boat at the same time. So we're wondering who's going to grab the net first. And I was fishing with Kenny Kernvick, and he grabbed the net and brought mine in. And then I helped him bring his. And they were two nice, beautiful, bright fish, so we headed to town. That was about 20 minutes later.
Did you know it was a big one on your line?
No. I'd caught a couple the day before, and they fought and fought and fought. This one was just kind of, it went out a little ways. It, you know, it felt like there was something on there for sure, but I didn't think it, well, actually, I didn't think it was as big as it was. And then when they're sitting there looking at it on the boat, that looks like it's a nice size fish, so.
Any difficulty in getting it in the boat and netting it?
Just the netting, but well, you know, no, not really. He didn't really put up much of a fight. I just had to kind of take it nice and easy with him. And once he got to the boat, he just kind of floated around and said, pick me up. It didn't. I was amazed how the smaller one the day before, I was exhausted trying to bring that one in. It kept taking off on me, but this guy just looked like he was ready to jump on board.
Can you share any of your secrets, what you're using, the whole herring and how deep or anything like that?
It was my deviled eggs.
Oh, really? But you were in Farragut, and it was early Saturday morning.
Yeah, 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. We actually thought we were late getting to the bite, but we didn't have to stay long. It was about 10 minutes before we had both the fish on. So it was a quick morning for fishing that morning, and then it took us all, I think we got into town about 9 or 9:15 to the weigh station.
Wow. So, epic journey to get back. But yeah. Then you were in first for a while.
All day.
Dan Vick came along and had his fish, and now you're back in first.
Yeah, I was queen for the day, so I was, you know, and then it ended up being second place fish, and then back, and then to first. So it's kind of a bummer, you know, how that happened. It's too bad, but like I said, I was excited just to have my name on the leaderboard. So... it's pretty cool. I feel sorry for him, but I guess I'll get over that.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, congratulations on winning that. And anything else we should tell people?
I hope everyone else has as great a weekend. What a weekend to Derby Fish.
It sure was.
It was fantastic. So I'm definitely going back.